Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Your growth can be really fast, especially if you're willing to make the plateaus short, or if you're even willing to make the plateaus go down for a minute.
Yeah.
Because that down gives you a lot of times a springboard to do that.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. All right, everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. We are doing our last batch recording with Dr. Sully Sullivan. And this week, instead of me being the host and leading the conversation, Sully has decided that he is going to be the host and lead the conversation.
That's right. So get excited. Now, part of the reason that is because you're not quite sure how this episode is going to go. But I think this is a really, really important topic.
Well, I want to give you your chance to shine.
So here's my thing. I mean, look, I love your podcast. I think it's great.
It's the second best dental podcast?
It's the second, no. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying I think sometimes we've got to have more real talk. What I mean by that is sometimes, and I know you don't like to get into this sometimes because you like to talk about the high level, the ideas, the vision, and so do I. But at some point, I think we've got to have a little bit of a negative podcast.
Oh, man. Is that what I signed up?
Downer.
Like, wait a minute here.
Yes.
You told me we're going to have a nice podcast. Now you want to make people down?
I want to talk about the real life challenges to what it takes to get to where you're
going. My whole stick in dentistry is I'm the one that shares real life shit with people.
I know, but I'm just saying I think it's time that we let in, we pull back the curtain to say that it's not easy. And that it's going to require some hard work.
You think people? Thank you for telling people what they already know.
No, this isn't the case. So here's what I want to talk about.
All right, bring it on.
We talk about slowing down to speed up all the time.
Well, I started talking about that.
You talk about that all the time, and therefore I start talking about it all the time. Look, the reality is that the majority of the dentists that we come into contact with, the majority of the dentists that are listening are successful.
Yeah.
They're successful. They make good money. They're busy, but they want more.
Yeah.
There's some sort of...
Or they feel like they're missing something.
Yeah, like there's a higher potential that they could reach. They want more financial impact. Yeah. They want more time with their family. They want to grow their business. And we give a lot of like great input onto how you do it.
Yeah.
But then what I think we hear over and over and over is that the struggle is in the implementation.
Yeah, so this comes back to
the time.
Yeah,
the struggle is the slowing down part. Yeah.
This comes into, are you willing to do what I did to get there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
And the cost, the challenge, the pain of those things.
So when you look at it and you say, okay, well, how do you give someone advice when they are trying to go back and, like, let's take something like scheduling.
Okay.
Like, when you're ready to, like, change your schedule or grow team members, like, how do you upend something and what is the reality of the cost
Yeah. So
what does cost me? Like, is that so that's not John, always money.
Let's use John's question. Yeah. So we have a few of the guys from the guys and gals here from the mastermind. And we were asking them what are the challenges in their office. We'd love to talk about the podcast. And John was talking about how he's got to train two new assistants. And that's kind of what you're talking about here. Yeah. Okay. And so let's go.
Yeah. So like when I look at, so to me, the challenge is always like when I want to train new people is most people think that training is, I'm going to have a team meeting. I'm going to meet one-on-one. I'm going to show you something. And then we're going to let them run with it.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. And I'll give you a very impactful example. So we've got a new hire, a new assistant, and we're trying to train her to help handle some of our new patients, almost like a new patient coordinating assistant that would do workups and treatment plans. And she really has no experience in this. And so yesterday I come down and Jess, who's one of our treatment coordinators, who's a great team member, who's very tenured, who knows it. I'm asking her how it went. And she was like, well, it went good. And I was like, well, did you get scans or digital impressions? And she said, well, we were running behind. So we had Claire come in and do it. And I said, what scanner did you use? Now, meanwhile, for you all listening, I just bought a Medit that is literally permanently in this room for them to use. And she says to me, well, she went and got the Prime Scan. And why did she go get the Prime Scan?
Because it's better. It's easier, faster.
It's what she's knows. Used to. It's what she knows. That's the real reason, right? So I had a very open conversation. I think this will start to paint the picture of the cost. And I said, Jess, why didn't you let Blakely do the scanning? She's like, well, she's only done it like one time. I'm like, and why didn't we use the scanner that
she's gonna use
for this room? And she's like, well, then we would have been behind. I'm like, exactly. That is what slowing down to speed up means. It means that it may wreck part of my day. We may lose the case. Yeah. It may create an experience that's not ideal. It may put someone else behind. But the cost of doing the hard work in the moment, of that impactful teaching at that moment, is so much greater than the quick fix. And so that was my big message to her. And like to me, that's really been something that I'm trying to get people to understand, is that it's not the team training where it's like, hey, we're all going to get together, we're going to practice Medit scans. It's when it's inconvenient. Yeah. For you and the practice to learn, that's when it's the most important.
Yeah, because that's crunch time.
Yes.
It's game time. Like, you can simulate games all day long in non-hitting scenarios, but, you know, once you get hit and the game's on the line and you got to get done, that's when it really matters. And that's kind of to your point, is we have to go through that pain. And most of us, I call it, we coddle people.
Yeah. You know, I think we enable them.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I told Jess, I said, the enabling that you did to those team members was that you let them, instead of being the leader, it says, hey, I know you're going to have to struggle through it. Yeah. And maybe you struggle through it for 20 minutes, and then I step in. But by letting you have someone else, now we just kick the can of our progress down the road.
Yeah. I want to give an example of this from my practice that I'm doing myself, that you just kind of helped me understand. I don't want to give you too much credit. I've given you one credit every episode.
I like
That's it. The max I'm going to give you. Is an area that a lot of people struggle with this is, that I'm struggling, is letting your associates do the consults.
Okay. Well, I would say maybe even making it bigger vision is just letting people fail around you.
Yeah. And the reason I bring this up is so many times, kind of to the employee story, is we're in survival mode. We lost an assistant.
Yes, yep.
I got to get an assistant. I got to get this case because, you know, we got to make our numbers or X, Y, Z. That's why it's easier for me to do it. And there's so many times, like yesterday, I had this consult that I was there for, and it wasn't mine. It was Dr. Hetrick's. And there's a part of me, like, let me just go in and do it and I'll just get this done. And luckily she gave me pushback. And she said, no, this is mine.
But most team members won't do that. Yeah. Or most doctors won't, because they don't want to be put in this awkward situation of struggling through it.
Yeah. And great, you know, and maybe we won the case. Maybe we didn't win the case. But what we did do is we made progress.
Oh, my gosh. And that progress from a... So I think this gets back to sometimes what we discuss, in that have we mentally ever moved out of survival mode?
Yeah.
Or financially, are we still in survival mode?
Survival mode is such a great topic for for people to understand yes. what we mean by that.
Because my thing is, the real answer to John, to his question is, John, are you at a point where I can coach you to slow down enough in your practice to make the progress to get those assistants better, knowing that it may screw up a little bit of stuff in the short term?
Yeah.
Meaning you may have a bad day, you may have to work through lunch, you may get behind, you may have a bad patient experience. Like, there is a cost. There is a real life cost to the progress that has to be made. And I don't think we talk about that enough. I don't think we talk about that there have been down months, that I paint the picture of Sullivan Dinner Partners of like, oh, look, we had a huge year. But that's looking at a year-long time. That's a yeah. big snapshot of time. What you don't see is...
that this month, you personally are down 50%. Oh,
that this month I'm down. That 2023, our best year ever. We had the worst Q1 in the past 4 years. It's that idea that it's not linear growth, right? That like, I've got to get out of survival mode so that I can take short-term step backs. Because it's just real. It's the cost of progress.
I said something to you yesterday. I don't know if you remember it. I said, because we think of growth as this linear thing,
yes,
right?
Right.
And I think of growth as this, right? And sometimes
and
it's
what
a
you're
bit down.
What for those that can't see this, yeah. what
we
you're
go to YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube. But basically, is that we grow, we plateau, yeah. we grow, and again.
What did I say to you yesterday about this plateau? That you're going to
get. Oh, this was good. This was very good. Yeah. He mentioned, he said, because most of my growth has been very much this idea. I've wanted to make the plateaus as short as possible. Yeah. And you said that this plateau's got to be longer.
It's got to be. It's going to be. It's got to be.
Yeah.
What did that mean to you?
What that meant to me, I feel that actually, because again, like what I don't share a lot or enough is the physical, emotional, mental, and financial cost of rapid growth.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is your growth can be really fast, especially if you're willing to make the plateaus short, or if you're even willing to make the plateaus go down for a minute.
Yeah.
Because that down gives you a lot of times a springboard to do that. I'll give you a practical example. Eric asked, like, when you're in that growth, where did the financial cash flow come to
out of your pocket?
Out of my pocket.
Yeah.
I personally,
out of the owner's pocket.
I personally poured back into the business. Yeah. I loaned the business money, essentially.
I want to make one clarify on that. You probably took home your associate pay. You didn't take home your practice dividend.
Correct.
And the practice dividend was the reinvestment. So, like, for most people, their associate / draw,
right,
they need that to make life.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So what we mean by we're putting money back into the practice, we're not taking the profits of the practice.
I didn't take any excess profit for the business.
We didn't take
a year or two.
The 10 to 20% that the practice makes, we didn't take that. But we put that back into the practice.
So that's a legit financial burden of cost that it costs to get me to where I'm at.
Yeah.
There's emotional bandwidth. The dealing with, you're going to naturally have more team turnover the quicker you grow, not spending time in these plateaus. So when you said that, I felt a little bit of like that weight that I'm like, I'm with you because I can't do it forever
well,
like that.
Well, for me, the reason I say this plateau has to be longer is you're going to kill your team.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to kill your rock teams. You know, your core team.
I'm saturating their bandwidth.
Yeah, because they're look, at the end of the day, they're driven, but they're not us driven.
Sure.
Okay. They don't have the skin in the game that we have. They don't have the outcome rewards that we have. And so part of the plateau that you're going to face this time is that you're going to have to your growth has come from delegating to them. And letting them bring the other people up. Now in this plateau, my guess is going to be is that you're going to have to go back to your core and train them up.
And we talked about this last night a little bit. Like it's one thing to build your rocks. Like hopefully every practice has one or two team members that's like my ride or dies. But as you grow, their bandwidth becomes saturated. Mm-hmm. I have to have a little bit of taste of my own medicine. Which is, I got to go back to doing what I did.
You get that. They've got to grow.
Yeah.
They've got to go from, because the whole concept of replacement, because somebody has to fill in, like Aubrey has to go up, so somebody has to fill in her spot.
Yeah.
Or Andrea has to go up, so somebody fills in her spot. But Andrea can't go from here to here without you giving back into it, because you got Andrea from here to here because you put into Andrea.
Yes, right.
And I'm using her as an example, but you substitute XYZ. When's the last time you put into Andrea?
Right.
Right? Yeah. Andrea's been putting into others, correct? Yeah. Now you've got to go back to Andrea and put into her to get her to the next step.
And inevitably, they're not going to put into the other team members that next tier the same way you would have.
But the people they put into 2 years ago are going to put into the new people.
Right.
You know, and that's why this plateau is going to take longer, is because instead of your rock stars training the new people, it's going to be your secondary stars training the new people and you going back to the rock stars so that the rock stars can take you to another level, assuming you want to go
sure
to another level.
Sure. And so it comes with a cost. Mm-hmm. And so that is when you look at the struggle of implementation, it's starting to say, okay, unfortunately, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Yeah. It's difficult. And I mean, you can, right? We talk about this. You can. But there are going to be moments where you can't. There's going to be moments where...
I'll argue you never can have your cake and eat it too, because there's going to be some cost somewhere.
Right. And okay. So then I have to critically look and say, where can I do that? And for me right now, it's saying, hey, Sully, to get to that plateau, to get that, to implement two new doctors, it's slowing down in my practice clinically. You may not be able to take that. So it may be that I've got to put in extra hours. Mm-hmm. It may be that I need to block different things. It just, so that's when I say, like, I want to have this conversation of real talk and saying that, like, yes, we can talk about practical ways to implement all day long. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't come with the understanding of the ramifications, then it's going to be hard for you to do it.
Here's what I'll say to this whole conversation from a practical sense is, most people listening want to do some of the things that we're talking about. They don't have the core team members that they can rely on
Absolutely.
To do it. And then what happens is they get frustrated and downtrodden that they're like, God, I got to do this too. And we get to that point in life where we've got kids, we've got family, we've got different desires, we've got all these different things going on. And you're like, and then we get the saying, like, when is enough enough? And that's when we get into the plateau. And so that plateau will be longer. As you get older in your career, what you will see is that each plateau you have will be longer because your life is different.
Sure.
You know, and the people around you are growing with you. Yep. And, you know, at some point,
well, and I think,
Andrew's had a baby. At some point, you know,
Other
team members are going to have the, like, Meredith had a baby.
Yeah,
right?
So
my plateaus are going
to
be longer.
Yeah. And that's, and look, I don't want this to be all down. I want to be, because
that's what you started with.
I know. But I think that we have to acknowledge that it's not all.
It's not
all butterflies and rainbows. Yeah. And like
your whole generation wants it that way.
But here's what I will tell you. Here is the really sweet spot. It is so freaking good when you get to the other side.
Look, dude,
so good.
I just took 2.5 weeks to go to Scotland with my 17-year-old son.
Yes.
And this is the payout for the hard work.
Oh, it's worth it.
My practice worked, the practice made money. They sold cases for me to do when I got back. I spent 2 weeks in Scotland with my 17-year-old son before he goes to college to play 11 rounds of golf at a bucket list of golf courses.
It's amazing.
And we didn't spare any expense. Luckily, he's like me. He doesn't like fancy things.
Right.
You know, and it was amazing. And what I want to say to everybody is every one of you deserve that. Whether it's Scotland for golf, whether it's XYZ, whether it's just 2 weeks at home doing nothing. You know,
Sure. You
all deserve that. And just do the hard work and understand that growth isn't linear and understand the cost of progress. What you wrote down was there's a mental cost, a financial cost, an emotional cost. And
a physical one, too.
Yeah,
I think.
And a physical cost. Mental, emotional, almost the same thing.
I realized that. Eric was talking to me during the whole thing. You know how Eric gets. It's like I'm trying to write down my ideas. No, but it really is so sweet. And I think, honestly...
So give us an example so we can give real-world examples. And I know sometimes I don't like us talking about it, but what have you been... Like, this month has been a slow-down-to-speed-up month. So July 2023 has been a slow-down-to-speed-up month for you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah. So tangibly, what that legitimately looks like is normally, you know, I work a couple days a week doing high-end dentistry. Mm-hmm. So my production is somewhere between, $120,000 and $180,000 mm-hmm. a month of adjusted production. Right. You do the math of what 35% of that is. Yeah. That would be my monthly take home.
Yeah.
And this month, my adjusted production will probably be less than one of my associates, somewhere in the 60 to 70 grand.
Yeah. And why is that? And I mean, is there a lack of cases?
It's not lack of cases. It's not lack of time. It's that I blocked my schedule knowing that we're onboarding two new doctors, mm-hmm. two legit lab technicians mm-hmm. to really take this, you know, full arch in-house lab where we bring everything.
Smile makeovers, full arch.
Just bring all of it in-house. It's just the cost of a
somebody's got to run that
jump of growth. And yes. Someone's got to oversee it. I've always taken the mentality of I can't delegate something unless I know how to do it. Like unless I can be the one that can do it and lead it and teach it. And then as soon as I can do that, I got to give it away. And so, yeah, it's a real live cost that I'm having
How long do you think that's going to take? A month, 2 months?
I think it'll take 2 months. Okay. This is where I talk about, you know, you mentioned the plateau, and I know you don't like to mention the backward step because mm-hmm. that scares people, but I think your growth happens, the quicker growth happens based off your risk tolerance mm-hmm. to do that. And so it will happen faster for me mm-hmm. because I'm willing to take to not plateau, but to literally go backwards a minute.
Well, part of that, let me, if you don't mind, clarify this, and I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on this one, is what he means by that, and this is an important concept for people, is that Sully doesn't need but so much to live, okay? So he drives the same truck I've seen you drive for 3 or 4 years, yep. right? You know, you just bought a new house, but, you know, you have a house, right? You don't have multiple houses. You don't have multiple houses. You didn't say, oh, I'm making X dollars. Let me go buy a lake house. Let me go buy a beach house. Let me go buy this house, you know, or let me go buy this. And these fixed expenses creep up. And then that's where this rat race and feeling like we're on the hamster wheel and this survival mode creeps back in.
And to piggyback that, what we've done well to set up ourselves up, because I don't want to ever have to take a financial mm-hmm. step back, is that we've really spent a lot of time trying to build a business that would produce a dividend that would make mm-hmm. me money without me having to use my hands, that would go beyond my associate pay. And we've gotten to that point where we're doing that now, to where for a while it was, okay, you work mm-hmm. to reinvest the dividend.
Yep.
Let me repeat that. I worked really hard clinically to then allow the business to just pour money back in to grow.
So you didn't take an increase in pay for several years.
Yes. Now what that's allowed me to do is to do the inverse.
Yeah.
It's now allowed me to step back clinically to take less money.
Because the dividend pays for your life.
Because now the dividend can cover me not clinically. So my number probably that I'm taking home hasn't adjusted. It's just how I'm taking it home. Yeah. Has adjusted. Yeah,
so that's growing from a $1.5 million business to an $8 million business.
Right.
You know,
and so I just want to encourage people to hold the line when the going gets tough, to not feel like you're doing it wrong, to not feel like it's, because social media always paints the super positive picture.
Yeah.
It paints the, oh, Sully's at 6 million, 8 million, like whatever the numbers are that go, like that, like, you know what goal is going to suffer? I wanted to do 100 arches this year.
Yeah.
And I know that, okay, I'm going to probably lose that goal at the expense of a greater.
Yeah, but now mission. Next year we'll take more golf trips.
So it's just always looking
things
at that dichotomy. Yeah, that dichotomy. So that's the answer that people need to hear, I think, when they talk about, well, how do I implement this? How do I do this? You're doing most of the stuff right. It's just you need more of it, and it needs more of your time in the moment, and that's going to hurt a little.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, having open conversation with family members that, you know, you have to put time back in. It's going to cost.
Oh, yeah, this is a season of life where I need to set that expectation.
And look, and hold me accountable that it won't be more than 3 months or that it won't be 6 months or, you know, having conversation with team members that, hey, you know what, I'm going to be hard on us. You know, harder than normal because I'm holding us accountable to get to this.
I wish I could have let you all in on some of the team like meetings or huddles we've had the last couple of weeks because it's me up at the front saying, like I just said, it's saying hold the line.
No,
I know what we're all feeling. I know that it's hurting a little bit right now. I know that I'm asking more of you right now than I used to. Trust me.
It's stay with me. If you give me 3 months.
Yes, it is. And it's like, I got to be the leader that constantly, even when I'm feeling that emotional pressure, mm-hmm. that down, that like, gosh, because I know they're looking at the month and they're saying, well, gosh, our top 5 month number isn't where it needs to be. And I got to be the one saying,
and
hey.
And it's costing us their bonus.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you don't think they feel that? Of it is. And so I've got to be that one that's constantly saying, hold the line. It's going to be okay. Because otherwise, that's when
it's interesting you say this. I'm subconsciously doing this with some of my team members. I'm saying, you're getting ready. T-Bone's getting ready to step back in as the leader of the practice. And you guys know what that means. Because they've been with me a long time, right? So what I need your help is I need your help to get the other team members ready for this version of me. Okay, and it's not mean. It's just this is the tough version of me. This is why I get to do the things I do. This is why I give Megan or I give Meredith or Liz or XYZ this much wiggle room is because, you know, we've gone through these tough. Like Liz, you know, I always like Liz always says these they have no earthly idea what it's like working with you. You know,
What's funny you say is I don't know when you told me you did this, but I remember you saying. At one point you went to, I know we need to wrap it up, but at one point you said, there was a moment in like your life where you went to you had your team members over for dinner, like those core people.
I remember it was January 1st, 2021, 2022.
And you said, I think you alluded to basically saying, I'm about to clean house of this team and it's going to suck for all of us for a couple months. And it's funny because Andrea came to me a couple weeks ago and she said, hey, I think we need to do a dinner with like
the core,
like the people that were in the old building.
Yeah.
Just because I think that like I know that this is a stressful time and I can see where you're wanting to go. And I think we got to call the band together.
Yeah.
Because there are just moments when you need that. So I hope that's impactful for people to hear.
Well, I'm glad.
How did I do co-hosting?
You did fine, man. You did fine.
I thought it was pretty good.
You're definitely not as organized as me.
Yeah, well, that's like true. When I do, I don't like to write a lot of bullet points.
Yeah, but I do. I like to have, you know, I'm organized. I like to have these things, but that's all right. I love it. I appreciate it. Everybody, if you're looking for the second best dental podcast in dentistry, there's this thing called the Millennial Dentist Podcast. You can get more of Sully Sullivan there. Are you actually recording every week now?
We're yes and no. We're in a season, obviously. Y'all just heard what I'm going through. I'm trying to podcast soon. It's coming. There's a glory ahead.
Soon to be re-released.
Again.
The Millennial Dentist Podcast. If we can help you, a 3D dentist, if you just love our vibe, the way we are as people, this is kind of what we are at 3D Dentist, just come hang out, you know, be a part of our community. You will always get something out of it, and we will all become better people for it. So thank you, and see you guys next week.